Hello, I'm John Hogg. I'm a director of the social enterprise called Pembroke 21C, and we are based in and around Pembroke. As a community interest company for the charity, we're always looking for things to do sort of environmentally and socially, and one of those was that we would create an orchard in a farm that we were given as a peppercorn rent from a local industry. Now that's the broad aims. We're some way from that, but really without the help of the society, we couldn't do that. Green Hill Farm, it's on the southwest Pembrokeshire. It's on the banks of the Milford Haven, next to the Pembroke Power Station, which is owned by RWN Power. And they have it within their boundary, but had no use for it. They work with little communities, and our community in particular, a good relationship, really. I think it's going to help us a great deal, and if I think about it in a year's time, we'll have gained a lot of knowledge on orchard management, because none of us do this for real jobs, as it were. And even though we're sort of willing amateurs and passionate about what we do, what we're getting, you can mix the passionate with the professional. In a year and a half's time, we'll know a lot more, and we'll know a lot more people, and we've got something there which we know we can build on. We got involved, I guess, in two stages, really. One is that we were all interested in apple trees, but we were quite limited because we didn't have much money. We couldn't do anything good deal. What we did, though, was to link into the Welsh Peri and Cider Society, and they really opened the door for us. We got involved because it gave us that bigger clout, the network of people, and really we could go from being a bit of fun with our little company to doing something actually which will really benefit the community. We've managed to go from just being a bunch of people who want to press a few apples. And I guess the fruit of that is, no pun intended, is the fact that the last Apple Day, we had dozens and dozens of people drinking apple juice. And suddenly, you can see from their expression that this is a community event. And it, for us, it's building on that. I suppose the hopes are, one, we'll have created an orchard. And that'll be great because it's making the resilient of indigenous Welsh trees and apple trees in particular. The second thing is that by its very nature, having that there, a biodiversity and conservation aspect there, because we have bees at the farm as well, so they're sort of self-supporting synergy coming through there. The third, I suppose, aspect is there's the practical line that we can make stuff in time and we can sell that and bring money into the society, and it helps us go on and on and on. But the biggest buzz for us is the fact that when you do Apple Day and we do people come down to the farm, they really get into it. And the same enthusiasm that we're having in tasting apple juice for the first time, they're having the same. I think it's going to be not established, but certainly on the well on the way. And we'll have something there which really, well, it wouldn't have been otherwise. If it wasn't for the joining the project and just being one or two people now shot in the arm to go forward for the next couple of years. We know what we're doing a bit more now than we did 12 months ago or even 6 months ago. So the confidence is going to grow that we can do this. That's, I guess, one of the benefits there. And I guess the third aspect for me is that people saying, can I help you next year? Can I help you on this? This is really exciting. From people who were struggling a year ago to get even anybody involved, now you've got people saying, actually, this is really cool. We want to be involved in this. Connectivity, that network, and it's like Welsh life is. And I think for me, it's one of those things that can cement some aspects in the community. If we can do it, anyone can do it.